now for our Trevecca visit is second-year coach, Trevecca women's basketball coach, Chad Hibden. Chad, good morning to you, man.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Doing good, doing good. Just battling the weather. I don't know that we're going to be used to it being nice again. So just battling all that, the cold that comes with it and everything. Let me ask you this. How are you doing? I know coming off a big win Thursday night.
Well, you know, that was a big one that we needed to get. We competed really well against Kentucky Wesleyan. We were playing without two starters, and I thought our girls competed hard. Kentucky Wesleyan made a few more plays down the stretch than we did, and they pulled away there late. And, you know, we were happy with some progress we made, and especially with some girls that needed to step up and were getting more minutes than they had been earlier in the season. So that's built some confidence in them and really helped us on Thursday going to that game and play well enough. We got off to a great start and then found a way to just make enough plays and do the things necessary to come away with that win and keep a little momentum rolling. We've hit a pretty good stride here of late, doing some things better, more consistently, and I think that's been the key for our team all year, is just being consistent with all that we do, and you know, we're excited about today's game, and getting those two starters back will help us have more ammunition to play a really good and really talented Davis and Elkins team.
Well, at 10 years at Blackman, and you had so much success there, certainly, and then you make the decision to go to the collegiate level to Truett McConnell, and then you were there for a couple years. Now coming here, you're in your second year here, you know, and there's a reason why. There's a lot of times there's two reasons there's coaching changes. One, the coach has gotten so good, the program's gotten so good, he moves up, or there's a change. And with you, here in your second year, how will you handle it? Because you're used to having so much success, yet you are in the process of building.
Well, it takes me back to my roots of getting started at Blackman. A lot of highs and lows, you know, just some ebbs and flows of building a culture. I think that's the big thing with us, is our program and our players and our coaches and our staff and everybody involved about the competitive consistency that you have in everything that you do, whether it's in the classroom or off the court or getting in the gym on your own and shooting and just establishing those standards and understanding them. First of all, obviously you got to establish them. Then you got to have people in your program understanding the standards. And then you got to consistently compete at those standards. And that's been the, you know, kind of the roller coaster that we've been on these first 2 years. But we're enjoying that process. And like I said, it just, you know, it takes me back. I've been in this situation before. And, you know, yes, when you get kind of used to and spoiled a little bit with a lot of wins and a lot of great players, you know, sometimes you just got to slow down a little bit. You don't lower your standards. You don't change your standards. But you can kind of slow down the process and look for those small successes along the way. And we've had several of those this year. And our league is extremely tough. We added to five new teams and better than expected, honestly. And that's been a little bit because we expected to be really good this year. And we are. And we compete with all those teams that are really good in the top half. And we've done well against those, falling a little bit short. And I think that's the difference. You know, of our team and our program understanding what it takes mentally and physically and emotionally to get prepared, to be ready, and then to go out and compete and go out and produce at a consistent high level day in and day out. And as we're learning that, then that's where we're seeing some of that that growth in what we're doing. But we're enjoying it. We're enjoying the process. You know, we just look at our players every day and ask them, you know, to compete, and that's what they're doing. Some of them are doing a great job, and most of them are doing a good job. Some of them are trying to figure that out. It's something new for them, and that's okay. That's part of where we are and what we're doing.
Trevecca women's basketball coach Chad Hibben here, University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel down at Bongo Java. And, you know, coming off that win over Aldous and Broadus and everything, and you just look at it, the way you win games, obviously, defense, and everything. And, you know, you had 13 steals to the 11 turnovers. But when you look at a box score, what are you looking for first? Field goal defense, defensive scoring, your shooting? What do you look for first?
Yeah, I look at our field goal percentage that we give up, our defensive field goal percentage, and then I look at the free throw battle. When we've won basketball games and played really well, we've done a good job of getting to the free throw line and make them. And then when we don't, we're not attacking. We're not throwing the ball inside. We're not getting the ball to the paint. So those are the two things I want to assess. How are we doing defensively? You know, and then that third is how many offensive rebounds are we giving up? Because, you know, we're struggling a little bit to find our offensive identity. We've changed some things throughout the season to do a better job offensively. But we know that we can defend. We know that we can rebound. And for us to be effective offensively, we're a good free throw shooting team. You know, for the most part, there's been some games where we haven't shot it well, but consistently we've got good free throw shooters. And so that's a key for us, you know, offensively, when we are struggling a little bit to shoot the ball because we haven't shot it well, you know, throughout the season from the field or from the three-point line. So, you know, we got to find a way to get some easy baskets, and no better way than to get to the free throw line and get some there.
Yeah, I was just looking at the names of your top producers in the last game. Brianna Bryant, she had 19. She's a sophomore out of Athens, Tennessee. Mackenzie Kilborn, you know, just another young player. I mean, you got you're building with youth, right? With Casey Wallace, she's a junior. I know an upperclassman, but still, and Bree Linton. So as you're building it, you've got a nice upper class base as you're bringing these young kids in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're building on youth and then new players to our program, and that was one of the things that that I've had to learn in my college stint so far, is that you know, you cannot value the unity or togetherness that you have over 2 or 3 years. And the teams in our league right now that are really good, they've been together for 2 or 3 years, and they're playing mostly juniors and seniors. And you know, that's something that we've got to build into. You know, we felt really good about the talent we have, but there's something to say about, you know, just going through these battles, you know, for a complete year and learning one another. And our team has done a really good job of becoming unified and close off the court and just building relationships and friendships and things like that. And we're just now getting in a little bit of a rhythm of knowing each other on the court. And that was one of the things that we probably tried to fast forward a little bit, or thought we could, you know, get there a little quicker, and it's taken us a little more time, and that's why, you know, that we're kind of, you know, fighting and battling, you know, to make the conference tournament this year right now, and we've got several games left, 10 or 12, I think, and so there's a lot of basketball to be played, but, you know, we may be a few games behind where we wanted to be at this point, but it's because of that. It's because of you know, the teams in our league, you know, that are really good, and there's a lot of them. They're relying heavily on juniors and seniors, and like I said, kids that have been together for a couple of years. And you know, we've got first year juniors, and we have you know, a couple freshmen playing some key minutes for us, and you know, several sophomores. And so that's kind of where our team is rallying around right now. Is just, you know, that inexperience as a group, more so than inexperienced as a player.
Chad Hibben, he's the Trevecca women's basketball coach at his Omni Nashville Hotel. 1-on-1 with Greg Polk here at Bongo Java. The thing about it is, there seems to be some forward momentum. You've won 3 of your last 4, so it just seems like the team's starting to click.
It is, and I think it's an understanding of what we talked about initially, is how much you have to be prepared mentally and physically, and how much you have to compete, and you know, the intensity that you have to play with, and you know, those are just things that we address each and every day. And you know, we praise it when they show the signs of the expectations and meeting the expectations. And you know, then we let them know that you know, sometimes that we're not doing those things. And that's kind of that little bit of a roller coaster that we've been on. We've played a really tough non-conference schedule and, you know, competed well, won a couple games and things like that. And then we hit a little bit of a lull. And, you know, there's a correlation there. And as our team has figured that out, I think we're becoming more consistent with that. And at the right time, we have to kind of get on a roll right now to build momentum towards this last third of the conference schedule and hopefully do enough and give ourselves a chance to get in that conference tournament. And then obviously once you get there, you never know. I really believe there's, you know, we have 13 teams in our league, and, you know, 10 or 12 of them can win every night. It just really makes it makes it fun, but it makes it tough too. You know, it makes it tough on everybody, every team in the league. You know, two of our wins are, I think, against, you know, two of the top five teams, and then we won a couple late as well. So we're excited. We're excited about where we're going and how things are improving, and we'll find out today, because the team we play will be a tough matchup for us, and we'll have to play with high energy and do a good job on both ends, and it'll be fun to get an assessment of really where we are moving forward.
Well, that would be today, 2:00, the first of the doubleheader over at Trojan Fieldhouse, Davis and Elkins College in town. Chad Hibden has been our guest this morning on University Showcase. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.